That's it.
This is definitely the best podcast we've ever done. For so many different reasons. Yeah,
we've got
like half an hour of local theater talk. We spoke about a video game for ages. And we talked about, what was the middle thing? Like eating cheese or some shit? Oh, coffee. We spoke coffee for like 20 minutes without any jokes.
We've gone way over time because I'm like, we better have extra shit and not.
You need to keep mining. There's oil somewhere, boys. Keep digging.
We'll find it. We'll find it.
Ooh, GMAT. Yay.
Hello and welcome to episode 150 of the GMAT Podcast.
Please don't knock those together.
No. Oh, holy God. Shit!
Jesus. Oh, Bobby, stop! Bobby, stop!
What's
wrong with you?
Today's episode of the GMAT Podcast is brought to you by our merch, which is available at teespring.com/stores/TheRealGMAT. Go get yourself some GMAT merch. Get yourself a Ben J mug. Get yourself an Aiden mug. Get yourself a GMAT mug. Put them together. Make them kiss. Make little party pals, little friends. That intro was submitted by me. So if you want good intros, I suggest you submit them on the Discord or contact@TheRealGMAT.tv. They've been great. We've been loving them. So please keep submitting them because we want to hear them. Cut the music, please, Discord person. Welcome, everybody, to once again, like 6 months ago, a Discord lockdown podcast with...
We did it.
We did it. We really did it. We
finally did it. We did it for real. Another lockdown.
That handsome voice is Ben J. Hello, Ben J.
Thank you so much.
And on the other side, Aiden Jonathan.
Hello, everybody. How are you?
This is it's so upsetting to do the podcast in this way. And I remember when we first started doing the Discord podcasts, we were at an incline in viewers and listeners, and it was going really well. And then they're like, hey, time for lockdown. And then it just plateaued. And now we've gone into another incline of listeners and viewers, and then lockdown. It feels like the government's attacking us specifically.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, they're coming after us in such a negative way. I'm over it.
We're so unbelievably popular in the government sector that I can see them shutting us down just to sort of increase productivity. 100%. I guess.
Just silence the voices, you know. They don't want all this descent of dick and fart jokes. It's going to make the public rise up. I think the lockdowns are good. I want a lockdown every second week until fucking people stop panic buying shit. Until you can not panic buy, we're going to have a lockdown every fortnight.
Yeah. When it was announced, one of my lecturers was like, hey, there's a lockdown. Who wants extensions?
And everyone was like, me.
Yeah. I'll take one. Thanks.
I also feel like I might be jumping the gun here, but I think for the listeners, maybe prepare for another one of these. I feel like we might be extending. Seems like the whispers of the of people is that it's looking like they'll extend.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. Well, I don't reckon. I don't know. Here's the thing. I used to be so in it and watching the press conferences, so I know what's going on. And now I'm just like, I'll just wait for somebody to tell me.
Fatigue. You know? I watched it. Three new cases. Six. Well, there was nine, but six of them were last night. Like that were found after the press conference yesterday, and three of them were found new cases today.
Yeah.
So only three out of 50,000. Only three were from yesterday, and there were an additional six for the day before. So it's not bad.
Yeah, but they take the spreading so seriously. They're like if we don't stop getting cases, I feel like they'll put us into another lockdown.
Yeah, like 10 days. Like this one's supposed to be 7. If they just take it to the end of the weekend, that won't be the end of the world.
It could be. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how long it's going to be. But fingers crossed we all get through it.
We will.
Yay.
Look at that positivity, folks.
Have you guys been doing anything with the lockdown time? The home time?
Homework. Yeah.
Yeah, I sort of thought, you know what? I'm going to do something different this time.
Yeah.
So the day before lockdown, when it was announced, I went out and bought an electric guitar. And so I was playing that a little bit.
Oh, you started to learn how to play the guitar.
That's a good skill to have under your on your skill belt.
That's good. Have you got the chords yet?
Yeah, I'm getting there. I figure by the time I buy like the ninth one,
yeah,
Yeah. I mean, I've already probably bought and sold way more than nine. But once I have a ninth one, that'll be the one that I'll learn to play. When I've got nine continuous in my possession,
yep.
The ninth one is the one that I'll pick up and start to learn chords and shit.
Yeah, because I've definitely seen you play a guitar, but not well. I've never seen you play one well.
No, what I do is I just sort of put on backing tracks. Or sober,
for that matter. I've never seen you play the guitar sober, ever.
Well, what I do is I pick it up and I put on songs that I like and I just sort of put a rag in the strings so they don't make noise. And I just sort of, it's like air guitar, but with a real guitar.
Yeah.
I call it guitar.
What are those guitars that you can play that are connected to your headphones? Or do you connect them to an amp then
it's an
to
iPod.
Your headphones? Oh, it's an
iPod. Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Cool. It looks more like a television than a guitar. Small, tiny little television. Okay. You can also watch pornography on it under your house.
So many those benefits. Guitars.
Speaking of things I'll be doing in lockdown.
Yeah,
he's still trying to work out a way to get under the house.
Yeah,
you come back dusty all the time. It's like, Matt, why are your pants so dirty?
I was laying flat on the ground. I've resorted to the attic actually, and it's
did you just hear like 4 or 5 solid minutes of thumping against the floorboards in the lounge room? That was weird. Why are your knuckles bruised?
We all have our own little ways of getting through it, you guys, you know.
Yeah. See, you go into the attic now.
Yeah, I go up there.
Aren't you afraid of like falling through?
That's all part of the adventure, you know.
It's like it's the adrenaline rush. That's what gets him off. It's like Point Break.
When I was under the house, it was the fear of getting caught. When I'm above the house, it's the fear of getting caught coming through the roof.
Mm-hmm. Imagine that you're sitting there having private mat time and then bang straight through into the living room and just do you keep going? Do you scurry away like a possum
pants
that fell
at your
off
ankles? What happened?
I'm in.
I was trying to catch possums and do what to them?
I'm in lockdown with Beck and Bruce. There's no such thing as private mat time.
That's true.
Are they just constantly all over you?
Oh, well,
just hiding to get away from Bruce.
I like to pretend
my girlfriend won't leave me alone.
I like to pretend I don't like being wanted, but you know what? I like being wanted.
Yeah, of course you do. Who doesn't like being wanted?
Hey.
Go on.
This might blow everybody's minds, but guess what?
What?
Well, you're not listening to the Joe Rogan Experience. This is the GMAT podcast.
Oh, I knew that.
No, yeah, I want you to say baby.
Okay.
This is the GMAT podcast.
Hey,
if you do enjoy the podcast and do come back each week, please recommend it to a friend or two friends. And then those two friends recommend it to two friends. And before you know it, we'll have over 16 listeners. Ooh la la. This podcast only grows through word of mouth. Although we've had some very kind sponsors, it isn't a big corporate operation. It's just three guys in a room with a chair and a microphone. Seeing as it isn't a corporate-sponsored media empire, it costs us money to make. Buying mixing desks, microphones, and hopefully a second chair all costs money. If you enjoy what you're listening to, and if you want to support us, head over to the Podtreon. This tripped you up, Aiden. Head over to the Podtreon at patreon.com/the GMAT podcast. Not the real GMAT anymore, everybody. The GMAT podcast is the only Patreon. Please support us. We aren't Kyle or Jackie A, but one day, with your help, maybe we too can quit our day jobs and be morally reprehensible full-time. Patreon.com/the GMAT podcast. You can pledge any amount you want and get access to extra content, including the podcast post show. It's way less than $1 a day. And be honest, has a World Vision kid ever made you laugh?
No.
No.
But they're not really ones to tell jokes, are they? Get this.
Hey. Listen, I got a good one. Why did the frog walk? A frog walks into a bank for a loan. We're awful.
That's my favorite joke. That's my favorite joke ever.
The frog walks into a bank for a loan.
Yeah, second. Yeah, but a close second is obviously Busty Crustacean.
Do you want to try and deliver the frog walks into a bank for a loan joke? Because I'm sure there's people who haven't heard it.
Oh,
I don't remember it. I don't know if I've heard it. The setup does kind of sound familiar, but I've got no idea what it's going.
A frog walks into a bank to get a loan.
No way. Tell us more.
And goes up to the desk. Says hi, here for a loan. And the woman turns around at the desk and she's the teller. She says hi. And he says, hi, what's your name? She says, it's Patty, Miss Patty Whack. He goes, oh, Patty Whack. Okay, hi, I'm here to get a loan. She says, "Oh, you can't get alone. You're a frog." And I goes, "No, no, no. I'm only half a frog. My name's Kermit." She said, "Oh my God, like Kermit the Frog? No, 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 no. Kermit Jagger. My dad is Mick Jagger, lead singer of the Rolling Stones." She goes, "Really?" He goes, "Yeah, yeah, yeah. Kermit Jagger. Anyway, here for a loan." She goes, "Oh, okay, okay.
You fuck a frog?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mick Jagger fucked a frog, and here I am. So I've done that, and I'm here for a loan." And she says, "Well, do you have any collateral?" And he says, "Well, no, I guess I got this." And he reaches into his, he's like wearing a little vest, reaches into his pocket, and he pulls out like a tiny little emerald elephant. And he says, "Here's that." He puts it on the desk. She says, "I don't know. I'll have to go check with the boss." So she goes out the back and she knocks on the door. And boss, there's a frog, calls himself Kermit Jagger, that wants to get a loan. And he says, "All right, okay. Yeah, Mick Jagger's his dad, and he's got collateral. Is this?" And she pulls out the little elephant. She says, "What do we do?" And he goes, "Well, I don't know." She says, "I don't even know what this elephant is." And he says, "Well, it's a knick-knack, paddywhack. Give the frog a loan. His old man's a rolling stone."
Very good. It's just very good.
It's just... So a frog walks into a bank for a loan. It's just such an excellent joke. And I love, as you can probably tell from the last couple of weeks of podcasts, long setups for a measly punchline.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
I love a meandering setup.
Yeah.
They are good. You get to really stretch your wings.
I love one. And I love watching, what's his face do him? What's his name? Norm. Norm's moth joke on Conan. I implore you to go watch it.
Yes.
It's like 15 minutes of setup. The best joke. It's so good. It's so good.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
I have a two-part question, actually.
Yep, part one.
I'll take the second part.
Part one of the question is, if the frog is the son of Mick Jagger, why does he need a bank loan? That motherfucker's loaded. Part
That's two true.
Of my question is, when am I going to get a Rode microphone? Please and thank you. I'll take my answer.
Well, now Beck has one, didn't she? What did she get in that free package?
Got a Rode microphone and a...
Why did Beck get a free package?
Because asked for one.
Because we don't need it. You don't need one for the podcast.
Yeah, it's for the podcast because Beck will be doing it.
But how did you solicit that?
I just said we're moving to a video podcast. Do you want to support us in any way?
Because I became friends with a man that worked at Rode who commented on a stream we were doing in lockdown 2. And he said, "Hey,
named Jason.
How come?" Jason. And he said, "Hey, how come the guy in the hat has shitty audio?" Because I was just wearing these headphones. And I said, "Well, I can't afford a microphone. And Matt's got a really nice one and it would be cool, but I just can't afford it. So this is what we do." And he was like, "I'll hook you up." And he messaged us and he, out of the goodness of his heart and the amazingness of Rode, the company, sent me a Rode mic, a pod mic, and a Rode AL1 mixer so I can use it in my computer. And
he's a very, very, very generous guy. He does all the online relations for Rode.
It was awesome. And then Matt reached out to see if they wanted to have a hand in
doing I said, we're doing the moving to a video podcast. Don't know if you guys want to support us or you can support us. Here's a list of some things. And I put in like webcams and stuff that I didn't know that they had. And he was like, "Yeah, of course. Here's what you can, you know, here's what we can provide." And they sent us a Rode microphone, which, by the way, is not a cheap microphone. It's a really good microphone.
Not at all, yeah.
The same one all three of us use on the podcast. Sent us a mic arm. And sent us something else. A cable, an XLR cable.
Did we get another hat?
No, we didn't get another hat. We just got the one hat for all three of us for submitting that thing.
Damn it.
It's making my head sore. You want to talk about getting sore hair and shit under hats? Us, all three of us wearing that hat at the same time is making
Jesus Christ.
My it's head so
it's making my head itchy.
Sorry, that's me.
So now if we ever,
I was sure you said I was getting a care package at some point, and honestly, nah. I've been holding my breath. My breath the whole time.
The care package. I can't say that on the podcast because it's about a sponsor. No,
disregard that then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you were saying.
That's right. I'll just keep holding.
You know that illustrious
smooth transition.
Hey,
Ben, why is your foot in front of your face?
It's not. It's on the desk. What do you mean?
You're the worst.
A frog walks into a bank for a loan feels like a perfect segue for this.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you.
Put on your laughing shoes, fuckheads, because it's time for...
I make you laugh. I'm here to fucking amuse you. What do you mean funny?
Bruce jokes.
Bruce jokes.
We haven't had these in ages.
Haven't had them in a while, and we're in luck because he sent us a few. He's obviously
been,
he's been hoarding for a good occasion.
Okay. Sorry, I'm not talking to my microphone all of a sudden.
And I feel like a Discord with delay is the perfect time to try and pitch jokes. Are you boys ready?
I need a laugh.
Oh, okay. And by the way, for anybody listening, during the last lockdown, my neighbor Bruce started writing jokes. I liked them a lot and I started reading them out on the podcast. So here we are. All right. I was in the supermarket the other day and I was walking along. I was in aisle 7 and I came across this tin on the bottom shelf. This little tin of sliced champignon mushrooms. I think science is moving too fast.
I don't understand
it. I like it a lot. I think it's great.
I don't get it. A little tin of what mushrooms?
Champignon? Is that how they pronounce?
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
It's just like just little tiny mushrooms. Just little mushrooms. Just...
Oh, and science is moving too fast because there's a tin of mushrooms?
Yeah, but obviously it's not really. It's like...
Yeah, that part I get. Bruce Jones sounds like a setup. 8-0.
Are you missing a line? Did you screen cap and miss a bit out?
No. That's it. It's just, I think science is moving too fast. That feels like a Norm joke to me. I really like that one.
No.
All right.
Not that one for me.
See how this one tickles your fancy.
Okay.
Labia Majora the Explorer.
That's not bad.
When Aiden laughs too loud, his microphone cuts out, and you just hear,
I gotta move it away.
You're like,
Oh man!
Hey, boys.
Yeah.
Yo.
The worst part about asparagus isn't the awful smelling piss. It's the. It is the awful smelling piss.
The delivery on that was good.
Thank you.
The delivery. I thought you fucked it up.
No, see, he's obviously a bit pissed off with my deliveries because he started writing in R's and ums.
Well, yeah, because you can't cold read one of his jokes to save your life.
And also, I don't know how putting more words in is going to help you do the cold reads.
It's good, though. It gives me a chance to breathe.
We should have, if he's so annoyed about your delivery, he should fucking come on just for one of these segments and read his best joke. Just read one of them, his best one.
I think he's more of a writer than a deliverer. He's a quiet mumbler. I feel like it would.
He is a quiet mumbler. That's exactly a good way to describe that, man.
Next time I ask for my sauce on the side, I want my sauce on the side, not some stupid excuse about how there's no aioli sauce at the pediatrician's office.
What the fuck? Why?
He's stern. He's serious. He wants his sauce.
On the side?
On the side.
But you're... I don't get it.
I feel like this week you've forgotten how jokes work. Like, why would he want aioli sauce at the pediatrician's office?
That's what I'm curious
if
about.
If he wants aioli, he should go to a restaurant.
Yes. I stand by why are you getting mad at the pediatricians?
And on the side of what, do you reckon?
Exactly. I'm so worried. Maybe that's why he's at the pediatrician. He keeps putting sauce on his feet.
On his feet?
Well, it's a podiatrist.
A podiatrist, you dingus.
It'll be his child's ear appointment.
He's going to the sauce for his kids. Oh, look, podiatrist, pediatrician, they sound the same.
Yeah. They're both odd fields to get into.
Yeah, I just really love
feet and kids.
What if you're a pediatric pediatrician?
A pediatrician. A pediatrician.
Pediatrician that focuses directly on children's feet. You're on a
list. I think you just go to jail for that.
Yeah, you're definitely on a list.
We're all on a list.
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
I got a little thing to tell you guys. That wasn't even the joke. No.
I just like that. That's how you get our attention. Hey, 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 over here. Over here. Over here.
Hey, you guys have got ears, right? Let me put something in it for you.
I'm the guy in the red chair. Both my wife and my grandma, who have never met each other, both of them just this morning called me a worthless piece of shit. What are the chances?
That's not bad.
What are the chances of that? That's rude.
That was dirty. I don't
know. That was dirty.
What's the Bruce? Oh, God.
Some guy.
One guy.
I'm laughing so much at Ben's reaction to that. Just a long pause and then, yeah, that's good.
It's the best you can get.
Feel that.
Oh, Lord.
We're talking about it today, talking about what kind of reactions he gets for the jokes. And he knows the best he can get out of Ben is a... And the and we were talking about, I'm like, if you do any more like Aiden slam jokes, put them at the end, make it the last one,
so that
you get your laughs out.
Yeah, he's still on side at the start.
Yeah,
for the actual material, and just throw a bomb in at the end.
All right, yeah, last but then joke.
I'll hold the grudge to the last, to the end of the next segment.
Ah, yes.
You don't get, that means you don't get a whole laughs for a whole podcast worth. Just saying.
Yep. How long is
hey guys?
Yep.
Yeah.
Have you listened to things before?
Yes.
Would you like to listen again?
Yes.
Here's a Bruce joke.
How long is a piece of string? How many stars are in the sky? Why does it sting when I piss? Bruce jokes. Thank you, Bruce. Pleasure as always.
They're just doing setups now.
Thank you, New York. You've been wonderful.
You've been wonderful.
Speaking of thanking New York, I haven't watched Bo Burnham's new thing yet.
Oh, I watched it just the other night.
And I saw a lot of people posting about it, specifically a comedian friend of mine who said it was wonderful and sad and thought-provoking and funny.
Yeah.
Do any of those fit?
It's, look, it's not that funny. And it's not the perfect balance of comedy and thought provoking and blah blah. You know, it's just kind of neat. It's interesting. It's really sad. Like, it has sad moments that makes you think, but it's like faux sad. He's pushing his mental health into a more theatrical kind of sense.
Is it a Nanette type deal?
No. It's not. It's like this could be real. What he's feeling, and most likely is real, and I believe him when he says it. But he makes it theatrical. Like for instance, he's showing like video of him while he's creating, and in one he starts crying. But I don't think that's real. I think that's more theatrical.
I think he's like curated different examples that will get the best response.
Yeah, I don't think he's trying to pretend like that's real footage of him actually doing it, of actually breaking down. But it's like messing up the, it's blurring the line between real footage and like film.
What is Bo short for? Is that short for Boris?
Boris Burnham.
No, surely Bo, because it's
I've known Bo's.
It's B-O.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could be
for sure for body odor.
That's the one.
Body odor Burnham.
I think it's the parents.
Doesn't fit on the marquee as well.
Yeah, no.
This kid gonna stank.
I never cracked up. I laughed at my nose at some. He did some songs that were gaggy, but it's more focusing on like his deeper songs that are funny but deep. So you kinda you laugh at it. It's good, it's definitely worth watching. Also, like film wise, he does some really clever stuff. Lots of like projection, and it's all filmed in the one room, and the way it's cut up, and
Did he make it during lockdown?
He made it.
Be more funny.
Took him a year. He did it during for like the last year.
Oh, okay.
It's very good. It's very good.
One to watch.
Yeah, it's definitely worth
checking out.
Keep
an eye out for that.
Check that one out, kids.
Just your local video easy. Have a look at it.
He has like there's one song in particular. I'm like, that's a funny song, and he puts it in there, but it's sort of,
you must have cracked up then, surely.
Yeah, no, but I mean, it was fine. It was
amusing.
It's not in the same. Do you think the same song in a more light context would have made you laugh?
No. It's just a song about white women on Instagram. But his focus seems to be more the music and the, like, it's all recorded and sounds really good, but it's a lot of like choruses that repeat and stuff like that, not actual funny lines back to back. It's like a funny verse and a chorus that sounds really good, funny verse and the same chorus, and he's edited it to sound nice.
Do you know what's really weird?
Yeah.
I was scrolling through TikTok and... You on your TikTok, you have TikTok, Matt, don't you?
Yes.
You've got your following page and then you've got your For You, which is just like TikTok's algorithm curates it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was scrolling through and then I found one at the page that was called Expose Bo Burnham.
What?
I was like, the fuck? Expose Bo Burnham. And I got on it and I had like six posts or something, and it was all just weird little clips of Make Happy that made him look either like a racist or a fascist, because he does a lot of Nazi salutes, or that when he says, "What's your favorite thing?" Salt and vinegar, and everybody finishes it.
Yeah.
And they're like, "Wow, we just accept this? This is disgraceful. So, end Bo Burnham
so
now."
Dumb.
It's like, oh shit, this person's really anti Bo Burnham.
They cut out the whole punchline of that salt and I can't say it because it sounds weird, but they cut out the whole punchline, obviously, which is fucking stupid.
Yeah, of course they do.
Yeah, that's if there's only like six posts, then I'm sure it's just some.
Oh, it's tiny. Nobody likes it. I just thought it was very funny to see that somebody had made it. Somebody feels so passionately about it, they made a TikTok.
I can't imagine it.
So you guys are saying that you, don't support equality? That's sort of what I'm getting.
No more. I'm not taking questions. At this time.
Direct all inquiries denied. To my attorney.
You're denied. You have been stopped.
I'm just going to call you out. Probably going to have to cancel you.
Fuck.
Sorry, guys.
Seriously?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm one for equality and for, you know, progressivism, and you guys clearly are just, you want to see more Nazi salutes on TV, and you want to see someone being able to sneak racial epithets under the fence by having other people say them for them, tricking good, hardworking folk into saying racial epithets, and that's what you want, is it? In your comedy realm, that's what you find funny. Is that what you find funny?
Racial epithets.
Epithets.
I can't believe this.
Alphabets.
Well, I just want to welcome everyone back to our right-wing podcast, the Real G-Man podcast.
God. Oh, my, stop.
enough. No, the algorithm.
We're here to make comedy great again by, you know, not letting Obama take away our values or whatever.
Dan Andrews is ruining this state.
That's true.
Do you know, I had my very first coffee of my own volition. Now, I've had a taste.
Are we just
going to
segue out of that like that?
I think we covered all we need to.
As hard, G-Man podcast. As hard and as fast as we possibly can.
Next week, get out of whatever G-Man podcast. That's going to be one up.
I know this is going to be cut out of the TikTok video, but we're joking. None of that is true.
Yeah, it's all fake.
Now tell us about coffee.
That's what they all say when they get caught out.
I made a coffee, and I'd like you to try and guess the type of coffee that I had.
Black.
Latte. Two sugars.
You're both wrong.
Mm.
And terribly wrong. I made a Nutella.
A babuccino.
I made a Nutella cold brew.
Mm.
And it was delicious.
Yeah, of course it's delicious. This is the same thing with Americans, how Americans eat their like Americans love their coffee because they fill it with cream and Nutella and sprinkles. And they're like, man, this is great. I love Starbucks.
What you like is dessert, not coffee.
Yeah, but that was delicious.
But if that's how you got to get your coffee down, go for it.
I had a shot of espresso that I made yesterday, and then you put it in the fridge. And then I made some Nutella with the tiny bit of milk and then added them together. Bang!
Boom.
It was delish. It tasted pretty much only like coffee, but I didn't mind it.
Yeah.
And I'm one of those people that pride myself on the fact that I don't like coffee.
Why do you pride yourself on that?
Because everybody fucking loves coffee and it's not that good, and everyone's all wanking themselves off about how much we love coffee and I love these beans and oh, I don't have any milk because I'm just tougher than you and all this bullshit. And I just fucking hate the people that's like, I can't do anything in the morning without a coffee.
Typical milk drinker.
Grow up. grow up. No, I don't drink milk. Grow up. Just grow up. Grow up, okay? You don't need coffee to start your day. You don't need coffee to end your day. You don't need coffee to...
And just wakes up and takes a couple of spoonfuls of Milo straight out of the tin. Yeah, grow up. You don't need coffee.
I don't drink chocolate milk. I drink water. I drink juice. But the coffee, the people with the coffee's got to stop. The coffee thing's got to stop. No, coffee needs to
go further. It goes further. No. Because it's not just like... And I don't...
It's not even good for you.
I don't care about the beans and the bits and the bobs. Also, it's all right. It could speed up your metabolism. That's one benefit.
It's not bad for you.
Get addicted. People get addicted.
Yeah. But like, yeah. It's
like anything.
It keeps you fucking... it's a great way to start the day. Have it with your brekkie. And I drink powdered. I'll drink beans. I'll drink whatever. I just want that kick. And I'm not drinking coffee at the moment because of the acid reflux. And it's a fucking... It's a bummer.
You guys are coffee junkies. You're junkies. You need 100%. To stop it.
I love it. Yeah. Can't stop me.
It's a good show.
Makes me feel good, man.
When I was traveling years ago now, for God's sake, my friends would have the shakes in the morning. And they say, oh, we need to go get coffee. It's ridiculous.
I think
you might have just been friends with heroin addicts.
Yeah, that's one of the strangest things I've heard in my life.
We had to go Nescafe, you know what I'm saying?
Shakeys, and then have like a double shot of espresso in the morning and then have two other coffees during the day. Like, it's too many coffees. It's too much.
Let's remember they're all theatre people. So it's like, I've got those shakes. You know. There are people who do drink coffee like you've just described, Aiden. Where they'll go down and they're like, start my day with this one from Starbucks or Coffee Break or wherever they fucking want to go. That's like cream and bar and blah and they, that's how they start their day. And I'm like, if I said to you, I have a milkshake every day, you'd be like, hey, that didn't sound like it's too good for you. I'm like, no, it's not.
Yeah, that's true.
But do these people
look like they have a milkshake? Like they are they, you know, unhealthy, or are they like fit and healthy but also having a frappe?
I was pronounced frape.
Yeah, they're unhealthy for sure.
What about I could deal with a straight iced coffee.
Yeah.
An iced coffee.
Why is that the one that's fine?
An iced coffee.
Yeah, why is that suddenly
for me? Why is it fine for me?
Oh, just generally you're okay with that, but all the other coffee you just
no. I mean, like I could drink it.
That's something you would have. Yeah.
I would have an iced coffee if I have to have something.
Oh, okay.
There's like social things about it as well, and you can go and catch up with someone over a coffee and
that's
like
true. Look,
sitting out on the porch with a coffee in the morning,
especially being a single man. I can't ask somebody, hey, let's go get a coffee and then go to a coffee and get a hot chocolate. It's not feasible.
Just go and get an iced coffee.
Yeah, but like it's now winter. Imagine.
Oh, yeah, true.
We're not in lockdown. I say, let's go get a coffee. Hey, we're both digging each other. Let's go get a coffee. And I go and I get a fucking iced chocolate or anything chocolate. Yeah. I sort of feel like I might as well be sitting at the kids' table.
Yeah, now he needs to grow up. You're never going to get laid. That's it.
That's exactly it. I'm stuck.
Just a chucky drink and a Happy Meal toy, please. So anyway, what's going on with your housework?
Oh, I can fit two of these in my mouth. Wait.
Exactly.
Put the hamburger in your mouth.
You're going to...
Come on.
When I was in year 12, everybody drank beer and I didn't like beer. Maybe even younger than that, maybe like the end of year 11. Everyone at school drank beer, or the boys, all the boys drank beer.
The boys?
And like my family, the men in my family and the men in my girlfriend's family were all drinking beer and I didn't like it. So I used to like sneak a beer and drink it and just keep trying to drink beer to get used to the taste. And like forced myself to start enjoying beer, and I remember when I started, I was like, like putting it down and going, it's good. And then you know, I started chugging just to like ignore the taste and see if I could get it down, and then eventually I started liking beer. You should do that with coffee. Just start forcing coffee down every morning, and eventually you'll be all over it.
Just the taste, you know?
Also, it changes your palate. Because when I started forcing myself to drink beer, I was like, you know what? Olives and onions, not so bad. After you've choked down a VB for the 40th time this week.
Yeah, but if you're starting with VB, I mean, Jesus.
That's, I think that's how when beer. they're getting kids to like vegetables these days.
Really? I just remember watching...
Give him a VB first.
I remember watching Jerry Seinfeld's wife tell people to blend the vegetables into a paste and then hide them in whatever food you're cooking.
Mum, what's all this fucking brown-green shit on my steak?
Seinfeld's kids are eating steak every night, are they?
Seinfeld's kids probably eating fucking whatever they want.
I couldn't think about what the other thing was. Solid gold. Chicken nuggets. My chicken nuggets. That'd have been a better one. Fuck.
Seinfeld's got quite a bit of money, I've heard.
Yeah, that guy's pretty rich.
Yeah.
What's the VB of coffee? Because you could start, like, if when I drank VB, then every other beer was like, was
Macca's coffee?
It's Nescaf.
Nescaf?
Freeze-dried Nescaf. Blend 43, baby.
Why you say Nescaf?
What do you mean?
It's called Nescafe.
No, I'm telling you, you guys don't know how to pronounce any coffee words.
Nescaf Frap, that's what he wants.
Frappe, Nescaf A. Do you just put A's to sound classy on the end of all the words?
Yes.
Yes, A.
This is ritzy. Have you been to Europe?
Voila.
Yeah, thank you.
Is there something to talk about?
I just want to take a minute to say something, and then
59,
and then we can.
That's terrifying, Aiden. No,
I don't like that at all.
Hello,
for anyone
everybody
listening, Aiden's put his feet up to the webcam, and we get a real good look at his little piggies. Foot.
My feet is
his
like
little piggies are right up there.
Each foot is like a loaf of bread. I have the biggest, fucking, most disgusting feet on the planet. Look at them.
Is
if I don't get onto foot Footpedia,
Wikifeet.
What's that called? Wikifeet, not Footopedia.
that's a child doctor, isn't it?
See, he's laughing. You can't hear his laugh. He's dying. family of the podcast runs the social media as well. Does a lot of extra GMAT stuff. Sienna was doing a production of Wicked, and she was playing
all on her own.
All on her own. She's playing all the
very
characters.
Out of breath by the end of the first act.
I get like that after every show anyway.
It was incredible how she was able to paint herself green and then remove it mid scene.
Yeah, it was. It's talent, is what it is. It's talent.
That's really credit to the prod designer, though. I think
which was her. she was doing a production, and like a lot of people in the last lockdown, their show got cut in half, got cut short, suddenly because of the lockdown, so they couldn't keep going forward. So I just wanted to say I went and saw it, and Sienna fucking crushed it. That chick, her belt blows the fucking ceiling open.
Yeah, the night that you went, somebody was filming it.
Yeah.
Like on their phone.
Yeah.
And I was getting sent like best bits. So I got sent the end of Defying Gravity and I got sent No Good Deed.
Uh-huh.
And you messaged me and I was watching it as you messaged me. You're like, Sienna's fucking crushing it. And then I literally was listening to it as you did it and she fucking crushed it. You're exactly right.
Yeah.
And I wanted to bring this up. I'm so glad you said something.
Yeah. It's sad that the show got cut short. So I thought maybe we could just take a second to say props on the podcast because she loves the podcast and she, it was awesome.
It's not an easy thing and she made it look pretty easy.
Yeah.
Well done, Sienna.
Well,
very loud, I thought.
A bit bloody loud.
Very loud. Especially towards the ends of the songs where there's sort of some longer notes. Very loud.
Yeah, like just work on that. I mean, look, I've got some notes, but I'll send them privately.
Yeah, yeah. If you could just be not so loud. It's loud. Yeah. I mean, I was almost holding my ears.
Almost.
Yeah. Not quite because it wasn't that loud. But it's pretty loud.
Almost holding your ears even mean? Like they're right next to them.
Yeah.
Okay. But putting them right next to them often means I can't hear you. Please make it louder. So almost covering your ears is like.
Oh, that's
begging.
Why she was singing so loud. That's why she was about to. She saw me going like this, and she's like, "Oh, Matt's saying louder." No, God, dude. I went and I saw
it. Production for everyone.
I was pleasantly surprised.
So sorry, you thought she was going to be shit.
No, I thought the show was going to be shit because I was driving out into the middle of nowhere.
The middle of nowhere. How long did it take you to get there?
Well, on the day, it's supposed to be an hour and 10 minute drive, but it took us 2 hours because traffic was fucked.
That's too long.
Way too long. So I was basically driving to Shep, and I was like, if I'm going to drive to Shep to see a show, you know, I know what I'm going to see. But I got there, and the theater was, I loved the theater. It was immaculate. And
sublime.
Then the show, it was sublime, Ben. And the show was great. Everyone really? In the cast was great. The girl opposite Sienna was just fucking phenomenal. Yeah, I loved it.
What about the
girl
next to Sienna?
The girl next to Sienna, not so great. Not so great. Okay. The I will say one thing though. What the fuck is going on with Wicked?
Why?
This show has the weirdest plot.
Yeah, she's an animal activist.
Yeah,
Wicked Witch. Ben,
I thought she was a green girl.
Yeah. But the Wicked Witch of the West is actually the Wizard of Oz's daughter, and is an animal activist that falls in love with the Scarecrow. That's the plot.
Okay.
Just in case you're wondering, the plot makes no sense.
There's also like Glinda, the Good Witch, does this thing where she says she tells the wizard how to get to Alphabar by killing her sister.
Yes,
and then
she does,
never she does really do. gets any sort of cop
they
for that.
They forgive each other.
They forgive each other far too easily.
There's a line in there that says, "And I ask forgiveness for the things I've done you blame me for," which I hate.
Mm.
Just quietly, I hate that
line. No, that makes sense. She's asking forgiveness for the things she's done that they are blaming her for. But anything that they don't know about or that she's done but they're not blaming her for, she doesn't want forgiveness for it.
Doesn't make any sense, that line.
It's very selfish.
Yeah.
Also, that's it.
They like apologize to each other and it's like, I'm so sorry that I left and
I'm sorry that I stuck to my beliefs but also stole your boyfriend.
And I'm sorry I murdered your sister.
Yeah, it's they're equal.
It doesn't fit.
Equals, that sounds fair.
Nobody, I think we should turn into a theater reviewing podcast, Ben. What do you
100%.
Reckon?
What about the bit where Thingo brings the book in and then her sister starts to read from it because she's suddenly all up on her wobbly pins and the green one's like, hey, don't read from that. And she's like, no, I'm going to. And then she kills her Bok and then she's like, hey, why did you make me do that? Get your stupid book out of here. And the other one's like, I told you not to fucking read it. And that's the end of that conversation. She's like, I'm going to hate you forever because I did something you told me not to do.
Sorry. What the fuck? How do you know this?
I'm a massive Wicked fan. What do you mean?
That's 100% a bit of the story. But when did you see Wicked?
I love the work of Stephen Stein.
He was the stage manager. He was the stage manager on the 2009 touring show. And yes,
with Rob Mills and Bert Newton.
Bert Newton is a delight.
And it was it was Bert Newton, but before Bert Newton, it was Rob Guest who had a heart attack.
I worked
the day after I saw it. Did you know that?
That is bananas. That means you and I saw Wicked within the same week when we were in high school.
Probably, yeah.
Because I saw it the week after he fucking had the heart attack and they brought him
Bert. Oh, so you saw Bert. Yeah, I saw Rob Guest. I think I killed Rob Guest.
Oh, yeah?
Australian icon. I think I killed him, yeah.
How high did
you
get on the
realization now?
How high did you get on the narcissist test again?
So high.
There's thousands of people in that room and you're like, I killed him.
Yeah, well, thousands of people in that room, but I'm the only one on this podcast. So
true.
I speak to all of us.
Yes. Do you reckon everyone who went that night was like, "Oh my god, it was me"?
No, I think they all think it was me.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And they didn't go. It was the guy on the stalls in row B. They go, it was Aiden.
I was in the shittiest seats.
Yeah,
I was behind a pole, so I couldn't see much.
Right, so we've got motive then.
So no, truly, Ben, tell me, how the fuck do you know that?
I told you I'm a big fan of the Stephen Schwartz
work. You bother me when you don't answer me my questions. You bother me like you wouldn't believe.
She does.
No, I had the soundtrack for a while. The drumming in that
but that's not in it.
Very good. What do you mean?
That scene's not in the soundtrack.
No, but I know the musical.
You are literally blowing
what
my mind.
What answer could I give that
you are blowing my mind?
I was with that answer. I was down.
What would make sense to you? That's a very plausible. I fell on a USB stick and it had the musical on it and that went up my bum and I've ingested the musical.
Well, I'm just confused.
What do you mean?
Because it's a really niche scene you've brought up.
It's no more like if I'd seen the musical five times, I would have seen that scene and all other scenes five times. It's not like they only do that one every second time they do the musical.
Yes, but that's you don't leave.
Have you seen the musical?
That's true. Physically? That is a fair point. Yeah, it's not memorable.
No, that's what I'm saying. How the fuck do you remember it? But have you seen it, Ben? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, multiple times.
Yeah. Did you when she fixes her legs, right? She fixes her sister's legs.
Yeah.
And then they still get into a fight?
She enchants her shoes.
She reads out of the thing and yeah, and she stands up, she's like, "What? Look at me go, look at me go. I got wheels now." And then she's like, "Yeah, so it's this sweet ass book, right?" And then Bok comes in and he's like, "What the F?" And she's wobbling around. And then she's like, "Oh, hey, let's fix you up, Bok. Give me the book."
No. He says, "I'm going to leave." And she gets mad because he's not in love with her. He's in love with Galinda.
That's right. And so then the one who's wobbling around, she grabs the book from Elphabar and she's like, "Oh, bubba da bubba da ba," starts reading some Latin stuff.
Yep.
And Elphabar does the Willy Wonka thing of, "No, don't stop, please." And she just starts reading, and then Bok's heart explodes in his chest.
Yeah.
Because she was reading the heart exploding spell. And then Elph was like, "See, I told you not to do that." And she's like, "Oh my God, I can't believe you let me or made me do that, Elph, but I'll hate you forever because I read out of your book when you said not to."
Good thing is, forever wasn't that long for her. She got a fucking house dropped on her.
Yeah, it's true. Here's one. I have one qualm with this version that I saw. I don't know if the production team or if I don't know how it was missed. But she's 100% supposed to have ruby slippers on.
No, they never put ruby slippers on her in the Wicked musical.
They do. The one that I saw, she had silver slippers and they became ruby when she did the spell. But that's not like a necessary, because she goes, they're hot, it's hot, it's hot. And then her shoes become red and ruby. But they just put ruby slippers on her from the start so that when she gets crushed, the ruby slippers go to Dorothy.
I don't remember ruby slippers in Wicked though. Because obviously they're in the Wizard of Oz. I know that.
And they had the socks. They gave her the socks, and I was like, one more thing. Just there's one last detail on her feet that need to be on there, and they weren't. Which is, you know, whatever. I don't think the show's particularly canon, considering that the sexiest motherfucker in the world who's like dancing to life is then in the Wizard of Oz going, "Well, they tore my legs off."
Well, he loses his brain
and they threw them over there. Yeah, but then at the end he shows up and he's like, "Let's run away together. Oh yes." You know, is he pretending to be the Scarecrow? What the fuck is going on?
Because she dies and they go back and he gets his brain. The wizard gives him his brain back. I mean, come on. Do you even know?
Yeah, but when he gives him his brain back, he goes, "The square root of the Bible is up to zero." Oh my God. Like, he's still that fucking that dude.
As a fucking hick. Yeah. I understand.
And they threw him over there.
If we had to cast Wicked, not Wicked, just the three companions, which one would we each be?
The Wizard of Oz or Wicked?
No, the Wicked of Oz. Wizard of Oz. If one of us has to be Tin Man, the Lion, and the Scarecrow, who's whom?
I feel like Ben's the Tin Man.
Hundo.
Because he's like, just like stern and going, he's the best singer out of the three.
I wouldn't be surprised if Ben could do a soft shoe number.
A soft shoe number?
Because the Tin Man does a bit of a soft shoe, like not a tap, but he's got a soft shoe and he does a lot of...
Oh, yes. Yep.
Yeah.
You'd be Toto.
100%.
I don't know. You probably the lion, me the scarecrow.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
Yeah,
I am a bit of a coward.
Oh, if we do a Halloween video podcast when the video podcast comes out, we gotta dress up as that shit.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, and we'll put Beck as Dorothy. It's done. We've done our Halloween costumes. Lock it in, everybody.
Done. And Charlie's a black dog. I'll bring him. Done. Done.
Easy. And Ben's either frozen or I don't know what's going on with Ben.
No, he ain't frozen. He's just
not liking this idea.
We're talking about local and global theatre, Ben.
Now, I don't know what the problem is, Ben. We gave you the easiest costume. just got to build a tin suit.
You're just going to put a fucking funnel on your head, mate. Okay, so that's neat. Fucking hell.
Any other issues with Wicked? Anyone have any other plot points? before we move on to something else.
Long story short, Sienna was brilliant.
Sienna was brilliant. The cast was great. The show was awesome. Fucking Chuck Ruby slippers on her and we'll be bloody bueno.
Bueno. All right.
I got a little nervous at work the other day.
Oh, what? At work?
Yeah, speaking of being the scarecrow, fucking everybody at my job, and please don't burst with laughter, boys, but people that I work with at Gameology think I'm bright. Settle, please.
I mean, you are bright.
They think I'm I'm smart, and
oh, smart.
Yeah,
yeah, no, yeah.
You know, because I do my job and I do my job well, and I'm good at what I do. I'm smart in what I do, but they message me. Sorry, we're in a meeting the other night, and they said, "Oh, by the way, at the start of next week, we're going to organize a trivia night with Gameology." So that, you know, as a games night, we'll get into different teams and we'll do some trivia and it'd be great. And I fucking suck at trivia.
Yeah.
And I have many concerns about, has Ben been muted this whole time? Ben, what's going on?
He's just not talking.
He's making faces. He really is muted.
Oh, he is talking. Oh, really, Ben?
I love that he's probably been saying shit like, and getting talked over and we're just moving on to different... He is the Gamradius.
And we're like, Ben, why are you being so silent? Yeah, we go, Benny.
I was making fucking banger jokes.
Oh, do
I made like three really good jokes, and the last one was like, all right, they definitely, because a couple of them I was like, all right, they're a bit butthurt about that, okay, because they were kind of stabs. And then I was like, the last one was just a good, wholesome joke. And I was like, all right, this is definitely not working. I was like, is this fucking microphone on? And you kept talking, but didn't do the pause where you're like, and then I went and it, like as if you'd heard and were ignoring me.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, they definitely cannot hear me.
Can you take us back and tell us these great jokes?
Yeah, I can't remember what we were talking about. Because it was like, I did one. When you guys said, is he frozen? Or I sat there for a second and then I said something. It was, you know, moderately amusing. It wasn't a joke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then we kept going and I was like, that's fine. And then I can't remember. Oh, you were talking about how people at Gameology think that you're bright.
Yeah.
I was like, well, they're all English second language though, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I said it a second time because I didn't get a reaction later on. Where you're like, you know, they think I'm smart. And I was like, because they're English second language. And it was like, no one even acknowledged any. I was like, all right. He should have at least be butthurt that I said it a second time. He'll be like, yeah, all right, we fucking get it. And kept going. But it was just nothing. And then I said a third one, which was just a whatever joke. I can't remember what that one was. I was like, all right, this thing's fucking off its tits.
That is so
because when I was asking, when we were asking if stuff was fucked up, you weren't moving at all. You were just so like, I'm like, yeah, he's just sitting still.
I did a big sigh. And it obviously didn't come through. Yeah, well, of course not.
Well.
Right.
That's it.
This is definitely the best podcast we've ever done. For so many different reasons. Yeah,
we've got
like half an hour of local theatre talk. We spoke about a video game for ages. And we talked about, what was the middle thing? Like eating cheese or some shit? Oh, coffee. We spoke coffee for like 20 minutes without any jokes.
We've gone way over time because I'm like, we better have extra shit and not.
You need to keep mining. There's oil somewhere, boys. Keep digging.
We'll find it.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, you were saying you were doing a trivia night.
I'm just scared of trivia. I'm just scared of the fucking doing trivia with this because I don't know anything.
Is that like knowledge?
You do know something.
I know things, but it's just like improv. The second they say we're doing trivia, I don't know anything. And they'll be like, really? What is the brand sponsored
question?
Yeah.
This is the worst. This is the perfect storm. It's you trying to do trivia and improv.
There was a joke in there and the answer was Roden. I don't know what. Anyways, point is, fuck it, I suck at trivia.
Would you like me to get some... Do you want to do a trivia contest right now?
No.
Hey, you and I, let's just start Googling things. We'll just give him a bunch of answers and maybe one of those will be a question.
Here we go. Ben and Matt, your buzzers are your names.
Yeah.
In which European city would you find Orly Airport?
GMAT.
Yes, Matt.
He said GMAT.
Matt,
that's incorrect.
Where are the Gameology offices?
Paris.
Well done, Matt. That is correct.
Thank you.
Okay.
Sorry, hang on. It was country, wasn't it? So I'll say Ben, France.
No, thank I said you. European.
No,
city.
It was city. It was city. But so what you're saying is you're just going to do some trivia here. So I've got some trivia in the back of my mind in case it comes up. As if no one else in that fucking Gameology team is not going to get that.
What is the tallest breed of dog in the world?
Great Dane.
Sorry, I need a buzzer first.
G-Mad, Great Dane.
I heard Ben first.
No, oh, bullshit. Sorry, that's the delay.
The Great Dane is correct. That's point each.
Thank you.
What is the name of Earth's largest ocean?
G-Matt.
Pacific.
Ben, Pacific. That's two to Ben. All right, Matt.
Hey, I don't know why you're stressed. You're getting heaps of these.
Here's a question that I'm going to ask directly to you.
Oh, okay.
Which Disney film features the song When You Wish Upon a Star?
Pinocchio.
Well done.
Again, okay. See, this
didn't
is
use his name this is as here, the buzzer, this though, is, unfortunately.
No, he said he was asking to me, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, he's my still brain, got a, well, who, my, anyone could have said that. I don't know who said that.
My brain shuts down in trivia because I wanted to say Jiminy Cricket, which is definitely not the name of the film.
Okay, here's final two questions. How many hearts does an octopus have?
G-Matt.
Yes.
One?
No, oh. Matt, Ben.
I'm going to go ahead and inform you that it is, in fact, two.
It's incorrect, both of you. It's the answer's three. We're still tied. No, that's
a cow. You're thinking of a cow.
Here we go. How many eyes does a bee have?
I don't know why that question's so... A bee's eyes.
Matt.
Ben. Matt. Yes, Matt.
Is it two?
No.
I thought it was like two. I thought it was like two, but they're broken up into little fucking... I thought it was a trick question.
You're thinking of bee movie.
What do you reckon, Ben?
Eight.
The answer's five, but this one's a weird one, and if you ever get it, it could be a $1 million question. So what celebrity has had their dog cloned twice?
G-Matt.
Yes.
Is it Walt Disney?
No.
Fuck.
Ben? The answer
Johnny
will
Depp.
Shock you.
The answer is Johnny Depp.
It's Barbara Streisand, which is weird.
I think it's Johnny Depp.
No, it's Barbara. It was Streisand.
He's changed his name then.
Fucking liar. That's how good he is at acting.
Okay. So there are some tips on how to do trivia for you, Matt. Back to you in the studio.
Thank you. All right. I've got a story to finish us off if we're ready to go to the end.
Thank this better be Christ. Fucking funny.
It's not. Here's the thing. It's not. It's not. here's the thing. It's not. I just remembered that when I went to Shepparton a couple weeks ago,
yeah,
I forgot to tell you guys. I forgot
Didn't even make it into the original Shepparton.
No,
park.
Exactly.
This is the directest cut of Shepparton. Fucking hell.
Did you guys play totem tennis when you were kids?
Yep.
Yeah.
I feel like it might be an Aussie thing, is it? Do I need to explain totem tennis to people?
I didn't remember it being called totem tennis, but.
How do you know what I was talking about then?
Because I know what you're talking about.
So what, did you call it?
Because of the name that you said that it's called.
No, I don't think I ever called it totem tennis.
What did you call it?
Table tennis.
Pole paddle. I don't know. But it wasn't.
So you know what I was talking about based on what I said, but you don't think that's it, but you can't remember what it was.
That's not a difficult concept to understand.
It is.
It isn't. I obviously know what you mean. Tetherball. I called it tetherball. Tetherball.
Yeah, but tetherball and totem tennis are different because tetherball is a big ball. Tennis, totem tennis is just a little tennis ball on a string. You can whack it in your backyard.
Oh, is there a story at the end of this?
I hit my nephew in the fucking head and he carried on like a baby. All right. Thanks everyone for joining the podcast. It's been an absolute pleasure. We'll see you guys next week. Take care of yourselves. I love you.
Hey, it's Matty from GMAT. And don't forget that if you enjoyed this week's episode of the GMAT podcast and you want to hear more, we also have the podcast post show available exclusively to our Patreon supporters over at patreon.com/TheRealGMAT. The podcast post show is a shorter episode recorded directly after the regular podcast where we wrap up the show and discuss everything we didn't have time for. Don't forget to rate this podcast on your podcast app of choice and share it with all of your friends.